right, sorry about that. Apparently, whenever I plug this USB capture card in, apparently Windows 10 likes to screw up some audio settings. Come in. I found out what was going on. Apparently, this stupid USB capture card is screwing up my microphone settings.
Oh.
I'm about ready to ditch this darn thing. Thank you. Hey, they are set up. Okay, good. I don't like this capture card. I hate it. I don't like it.
What is it exactly?
That was meant to record Pokemon Violet and other stuff. But I'm about ready to just say get rid of it because... Once again, Windows, or whatever you want to call it, it screwed this up. But now that I know what I was doing, I did fix it. Now it's the only one that's showing up. This screwed it all up. Anyway, I'm not going to manage anything. I'll just cut that part out. Again, if you're looking for a good capture card, I wouldn't recommend getting the, what is this, Vivitar or whatever. And where do you think it's made? Well, it's made in China! Wow! PlainRock124 made a video. He's a YouTuber. He made a moving on video that, where he talked about all sorts of cool stuff made in China. And that wasn't one of them, by the way, but I wish it was, though. And one of the highlights of his video was an iPhone 11 Pro, by the way. And then he did, near the end of the video, he did something that he's really well known for, where he smashes and destroys all sorts of cool stuff. It's kind of interesting how he does that. And he did like a Chinese TV streaming box, like a cheap computer laptop, his MacBook Pro or whatever, like a Nintendo Switch, because also it's made in China too, it says right here. Made in China. You can't see it that well, but it does say that. A bunch of stuff that was all made in China. Everything. But anyway, enough of that. We're just doing filling time. Besides, I have to improvise anyway. Oh, that's... Yeah, go ahead. You were even talking with me, aren't you?
Just making sure.
Hello. Anyway, how are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you today, Jesse?
Good. I'm pretty sure that's working as well. I wouldn't see why it wouldn't. But anyway... Okay, let's just close out that. Not loading that. Alright. Let's go directly to Salem Weather. Probably should bookmark this, actually. Let's go ahead and do that. There we go. Anyway, here's the latest report for Tuesday. 61 clear. Wind north-northwest at 4 miles per hour. Relative humidity is 70%. Barometric pressure is 29.94 inches. I said clear, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. And later today, it's going to be clear with a high of 66, a low of 56. Wednesday, it'll be mostly cloudy. With a high of 71, a low of 70. That's on Wednesday, by the way. Mostly cloudy, that is. Thursday will be partly cloudy with a high of 69, a low of 68. Friday will be mostly cloudy with a high of 76, a low of 74. And Saturday will be cloudy with a high of 76, a low of 74. Simple as that.
That changed quite a bit from yesterday.
I guess so. Just a fig that all this might have been because stuff might not have been working. Who knows? Oh well. Anyway, what should we read about? Should we read about the S&P 500, NASDAQ rises, the NVIDIA rebounds. Let's see what this is. Live updates. This is a pretty long one, I think. Again, this is live updates. Let's see here. Let's go back on. That was like live updates, actually. Seemed interesting, though. Oh yeah, Luigi's Mansion 2 HD review from IGN. Let's see what this is about. Never mind. It's not loading for some reason. That's odd. I know I can just load on my main computer, but we can try a different one. There's another one here from Nintendo Life. They worked before. Yeah, there we go. Now, we're looking back over our 2013 review of Luigi's Mansion Dark Moon on the 3DS, which, by the way, I haven't played yet here on Cytra, but I have to do that someday. I've been mainly playing Gates of Infinity, as you could probably tell. Yeah. But anyway, it has been a timely reminder of why we love this game so very much, but yet we have failed to return to it beyond our original playthrough back in the day by 11 years ago. An oddity, given that we're quite partial to hoovering up every last secret that there is to find in most games that we enjoy. You see, it was the controls, you see. They were fiddly in the first Luigi's Mansion. In the second game, the lack of an extra thumbstick on the 3DS was made for an experience that felt marred slightly by the shortcomings of the system on which it was delivered. So it wasn't a huge deal after all. This writer is still very much agreed with the 9-10 score dished out by the site at the time. It was always just one of those things with this series, after all. A great idea, smart games, excellent puzzles, and tons of atmosphere, which was all held back just a little bit. A franchise that has felt like it needed unleashed onto a new platform. This issue was then fully addressed with Luigi's Mansion 3. That big, fancy Switch follow-up that showed up just how amazing a spooky sub-series could be if it got the right sort of treatment and wasn't held back in the trolls department, after all. It is our favorite game of the franchise, an experience that outdoes the scope and scale that was found in the first two games, and it's the model that the Next Level Games has worked towards with this HD revamp of the first sequel. Now, we discussed already in our preview of the HD version how this shiny remaster sticks absolutely resolutely to what's found in the original package from a content perspective. There is no deluxe or other such moniker in the title, which signals that a resolution bump and some extra animations is pretty much what we're all getting, really. And so it is, for the most part, after all. It's going to be a sticking point for some, but Luigi's Mansion 2 HD is the exact same game that many of you will have no doubt played 11 years ago from 2013.
Oof, that's old.
Yeah, it just looks much nicer now.
Okay.
Good point.
No complaints here.
Yeah. Because remember the 3DS, only it was like so low res, but this has a 1280 by 720 display. But yeah, anyway, and we really do mean much nicer. Yeah, a lot of the work is in the resolution bump. There was always a ton of detail and artistry to the Jewel. In Luigi's Mansion, the lighting and environmental effects are improved. The animations have been enhanced, cleaned up, and added to as well. Luigi and his enemies are so much more emotive than we have recalled, and the whole thing, it feels like a whole lot more readable and effective as those fine details have gotten a chance to shine in both docked and handheld modes. Again, I do apologize for listening. Maybe I should just cut this part out as well. We're going to lose more airtime this episode again, aren't we?
Well, I doubt that the mic picks this up.
It does. You would be surprised. It does.
Okay.
So, that's kind of unfortunate. I did listen to it, and it has been capturing Anthony's whistling. But... oh my god. I guess we could read. Dang it, we're doing food talk. This is a pretty long story, though. I tell you what, I'm just gonna put the commercial in. We're probably just gonna lose airtime anyway. I hate it so much. Aw, dang it. Anyway, all over a stupid dog. Never mind. But yeah, that game is supposedly just a enhanced version of the one from 2013, it seems. So there you go. But yeah, we're just putting a commercial in right now.
Do you like Luigi's Mansion?
I do have the game from 2013 on here. I just haven't played it yet.
Okay.
But I'll play it sometime. We'll see.
I think I played it a while ago.
Yeah, back when it was on the 3DS.
More recently, I think.
Yeah, okay, cool. Anyway, I'm going to put some music in here now. Might as well, because this segment is supposedly 12 minutes. Anyway, I'm going to put a Mega Trainer in... Actually, 2 minutes? Maybe 3 minutes. Yeah, Dua Lipa Houdini. Why not? And we'll put in, on there, Dua Lipa song. We'll put in, actually save that one for last, Olivia Rodrigo.
Get him back.
That's it, yep.
Exclamation mark.
That was on there, yeah. And to finish it off, this, after that, will be, I haven't played this too much during the morning show. Paint the Town Red by Doja Cat.
One of your favorite artists, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Nice.
Anyway, that's coming up after the commercial. So after that, we're going to do Food Talk and TMZ News. TMZ Celebrity News, I should say. Anyway, coming up is that. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep.
Jesse Hackinson.
Thank you. Alright, to kick off Food Talk, we got these no-bake chocolate oatmeal cookies. They are submitted by Jenny White. These are wonderful quick cookies. It is one of the first things I learned to cook. You can add more or less oats. 3 cups are working best for me, you know. I have found the weather makes a difference on the consistency, but it is best to make them on a nice sunny day, you know. Now, it is also very important not to boil them for longer than 1 minute. Interesting. It's Editor's Pick, by the way, if you're wondering. I think a lot of these best summer recipes are Editor's Picks, I think. Anyway, they're ready in 6 minutes. They yield 24 cookies. There's 9 ingredients. Here they are. Eat a 1/2 cup of butter. 1 1/2 cups of white sugar, 1/2 cup of packed brown sugar, 1/2 cup of milk, 4 tablespoons of cocoa, 1 pinch of kosher salt, interesting, 1/2 cup of creamy peanut butter, or chunky, but it seems to make a more crumbly dry cookie though, which is kind of interesting, and then 2 teaspoons of vanilla, and then last but not least, 3 cups of dry, quick cooking oats. Alright, here's directions. First, you want to add the first 6 ingredients into a 4-quart saucepan. That would be the butter, the white sugar, the brown sugar, the milk, the cocoa, and the kosher salt. Then, bring to a rolling boil, and then just hold it for 1 minute. Remove it from the heat. Add in the peanut butter into the hot mixture and stir until it melted. Add in the vanilla. Almond extract is good also, but I only use 1/2 teaspoon almond extract with just 1 1/2 teaspoon vanilla extract. Mix in the dry oats until they're completely coated. Drop cookies by tablespoonfuls onto wax paper. And then let it cool until set. And please remember that even if you do follow the recipe exactly, it doesn't always turn out just right. I've had these not set up for me or be hard and dry. But most of the time, the recipe is just right. I have adjusted the sugar in this recipe by substituting half cup of white sugar or half cup of brown sugar, and this makes them more moist. I have also found that it does make a difference if you use quick cooking oats or old-fashioned. In my experience, it does take more old-fashioned oats than quick cooking, and I like the texture of the quick cooking better. Now, when you make it a few hundred times, like, I have you learn a couple of things. And also, chunky peanut butter tends to make them more dry and crumbly, too. So, yeah, there you go. That's no baked chocolate oatmeal cookies. In theory, they don't have to be baked. Anyway, we'll try to read one more, maybe two more, assuming how quick they are. Let's try oven roasted corn on the cob. I was surprised not to see this one on Czar. Tyler Florence has said, once you try this, you'll never have corn on the cob in any other way.
What is Czar?
That might be what food.com used to be.
Okay.
Possibly. The corn streams and cooks in its own husk without any pre-soaking or anything. The corn's flavor is intensified right in the husk. After removal from the oven, just pull back the husk and use it for a handle. The silk comes off with the husk, and let me know if you like corn this way as much as we do. It's ready in 30 minutes. It serves 6 to 8. There's two ingredients. Here's what you need. 6 ears of corn on the cob in their husks, or however many will fit in your oven, depending. And water, just to rinse them. Now, here are the directions. Preheat the oven to 350. Rinse the ears. Place the corn cobs directly on the middle rack in the oven. Bake for 30 minutes. Remove the corn cobs and pull back the husk. Enjoy. Simple as that.
Simple as that.
That's why I say, yeah. Now, we might have time for one more. I don't know. Yeah, let's see if we can read one more. Let's just read this. Basic Bogios. Well, I've never seen this before. It's a Cuban drink. Please do use fresh mint. After making this, you'll be growing your own mint for this drink. Now, she's not a rum drinker until I discovered this Mojitos. Huh. Anyway, it's ready in 5 minutes. It serves one. There's 5 ingredients. There, you need 3 sprigs of fresh mint, 2 teaspoons of sugar, 3 tablespoons of lemon juice or 3 tablespoons of lime juice, fresh, 1.5 ounces of light rum. We'll just say this is optional because some people are, now I'm going to put my opinion on this. Again, some people have their own opinions, but I am wanting a non-alcoholic drink, like I have said in the last morning show. So, I'm just going to say it. This is optional. I know it says it isn't, but we'll just say it is. And you also need club soda chilled. Alright, here's the first step for the directions. In a tall, thin glass, crush or muddle part of the mint with a fork to coat the inside. Then, add the sugar and lime juice and stir thoroughly. Top with ice. And add the rum and mix if you want the rum. If not, you can just skip that step. Then you can top it off with the club soda or the seltzer. I usually prefer club soda. Then add a lime or lemon slice and the remaining lint. Of course, it serves one. What a surprise. It's delicious. And she's also made a diet version with sparkling water and lemon stevia. Yum. So yeah, that's cool. Interesting. Let's close out those now, and we're gonna go ahead and move on to TMC. But first things first, where are you at? Oh, alright, we're working. Okay, TMC, not that. There we go. Alright, here's who we're talking about first. It's Chris Brown. Bulge is going viral, and his imprints have been seen now in his concerts. Interesting. Chris Brown is bringing a lot to the table now when it comes to his manhood. Well, at least that's what the internet thinks. That's what the internet thinks after seeing these clips of him on stage. Understandable, to be honest. Chris Brown has been on tour as of his late, and during one of his recent concerts back in Toronto, he was suspended in the air while singing, with a harness hooked up around his waist and legs, which pulled on his pants, creating an imprint near his crotch, and yes, everyone did notice. There's a tweet here on Twitter, now known as X, by the way. It reads, let me scroll down real quick. It says right here, doesn't have a picture though, but it says, this dancer got Chris Brown bricked up on stage with an emoji, sad emoji. I can't hate a celebrity, my feelings would be hurt. Now take a look, Chris is up there being whirled around, but all anyone was able to focus on from down below was what was going on in his pelvic region, namely a massive bulge. Well, the only way we can see that is if we read more, so I guess we'll do that then. Simple as that. Okay, we wanted to see that video. Let's go back up. I'm gonna unmute that, and let me go to my settings again. Okay, it's already set to default to TV. That's good. So what I'm gonna do is, let me, take it back to the beginning and grab my remote here. I think this is the only one that has a battery in it. The other one did not. Nope, no batteries. Amazon or bust. Anyway, let's go ahead and hit play. There we go. It is the Fawn TV. That's what I thought. Anyway, that's it there. Oh God. Huh. But yeah, that was a pretty quick one. It's only like 20 seconds. So anyway, we already read this part, obviously. We're just watching the video. But another clip is going around, which appears to be from the same show in Toronto. And there, too, we see a glimpse of a mini mountain forming underneath Chris's pants. A dancer ended up... There's that fork again, but yeah. A dancer ended up twerking on top of his lap as another rubbed his neck, and Chris Brown's body has seemed to respond. My Mixtapes, a verified account on X, has posted photos of Chris Brown with his fans at the meet and greet are going viral. His fans had to pay $1,111 for the experience, and it's currently sold out in 36 cities, probably including Toronto. In each instance, social media is saying they're impressed by what they're seeing here now. But of course, Chris isn't all that bashful about these sort of things anyway. In fact, he completely leans into it. But just take a look at his butt grab meet and greets for proof. The dude charges girls $1,000 for him to pose in a handsy way around their I'll probably bleep this out, around their ass, and the line's been long. But anyway, we'll see if the bulge footage causes last minute ticket sales for his Boston show on Wednesday anyway. It's just like the saying goes. There's no such thing as a bad press, after all. Right? But Chris hasn't said anything about this himself just yet. But the visual sort of speaks for itself, you know. Anyway, that was part of TMZ Hip Hop. And we'll try to read one more. This is part of TMZ Sports. Conor McGregor, who is locating a viral hot tour girl, and gives an Instagram follow. Conor McGregor is keeping himself busy as he nurses the pinky toe injury that forced him out of the UFC 303. By just tracking down the latest viral sensation, the Hawk Tua girl. A Tennessee resident, Haley Welch, is believed to be that woman who took the world by storm with a street interview that she participated in a few weeks ago. And yet, if you somehow have no idea what we're talking about then, the video is provided below for your viewing pleasure. Alright. Well, we could play it, but let's see if we could do that. Yep, there we go. It played just fine. Oh, I'm gonna have to bleep that out. Alright, I'm gonna have to bleep that out, guys. So sorry. Anyway, but naturally, the silly clip spread like wildfire, and folks rushed to get hold of the women's profiles, of course, said she cussed. I'm going to have to bleep that out, too. So, yeah, we're definitely going to edit this show later. Will that be fun? Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Because remember I said the A word earlier, and then she said the F word. So, anyway, this is going to be fun. Anyway, naturally, we already read that. Anyway, in fact, McGregor even shared his interest in cracking the case, who went to his ex account to ask if anyone had some answers just yet. The post was later deleted. But it did say, have we located Hawk Tua yet? That was the post that was deleted, by the way, because right here, that was the post that was deleted, but TMZ did take a screenshot of it before he deleted it. So that's good. But Notorious finally got what he needed. Because his luck would have it, he is now officially following Welch's account as of a few hours ago. Many were quick to point out that hilarious social media activity, which really says a lot about how highly he thinks of the lady, as he only follows just over 2,500 people on his main account. Interesting. But who knows? Maybe McGregor will invite Welch to his big UFC comeback when that day comes. But first, he has to get back to 100%. Meanwhile, his opponent, Michael Chandler, is probably still wandering the woods somewhere, who's trying to make sense of the postponement. But for what it's worth, McGregor has a longtime partner, and he has been with Dee Devlin forever. So, we'll take it. It's all in good fun. Yay! Anyway, I'll do it for the TMZ stuff. And now, as always, the commercial is coming. In just a moment, while I put it in.
Bum, bum, bum.
Yep. Alright, I gotta switch this to assisted, though, because I forgot to turn that off. And now, there was no stuff in the queue, so that's good. But if I keep it on automated and put the commercial in, if I put it in right now, it goes straight to the commercial right now. So if I switch to assisted, which I did right now, it's not going to play it right now. But if I switch it to automated, if it was still on automated, then this commercial would just start right now. That's why I had to switch it to this assisted mode here. So it wouldn't auto-advance.
Okay.
So, yeah. Anyway, little pet peeve of mine, but anyway, this is just a 2-minute break, by the way. Filler there. I think we're just gonna play, I think it's 2 3-minute songs I think we have to play. I think we're gonna play, let me see here, let's play, Sure Thing by Miguel, and it will play, I Like You, a Happier Song. How about that?
I like you a happier.
Alright, we get it. Anyway, coming up is Pokemon Go as JesseHack95 on my phone. And yesterday we were doing a drowsy raid and my tab was being weird. We'll talk more about that later and coming up. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep.
That was I Like You, a Happier Song by Post Malone featuring Doja Cat. And now for your host, Jesse Hackinson.
Thank you. Now we're going to play Pokemon Go. Here we go. Oh, we'll load up. There it goes. It was being slow today. I'll imagine that. Cyndaquil P. Never mind. I'll click on that. Nope, too late. Never mind. I wanted to see what you got, but it doesn't matter now. Anyway, I guess that's it. That is it. But are you sure there is a raid there? There is. I guess we'll leave him alone. We can check out this gym at least. I can. Who's... You got back in, okay. So we can't check on you. Check on this one, that one. Nope. Okay. There's a raid there too. What the heck? There's raids everywhere, it seems. It's just how it is. Like it or lump it. Anyway, let me check up on the status of Jesse Wild now. I can't do it on my phone. Obviously, it's a yellow gym. But, check out this. Tablet account.
Oh, I see.
I can check out the status of it on my phone, too.
Say what?
I can check out the status of it on my phone. Now, I can't heal it, though. If I want to heal the Pokemon on here, I can't do it on my phone. If I want to heal the Beedrill, I have to do it on the tablet.
Oh, okay.
So, like, if I wanted to heal Beedrill remotely, I'd have to do it on the tablet, which we might do later in the last segment, maybe. We'll see.
Okay.
But I think I have done that already, though, because I did also use a Golden Berry on Cat Pooped. I did that before the morning show, actually, believe it or not. Because see right here, it says I did feed them a berry. Mm-hmm. See right there? Yeah. I think I also gave one to Sneasel, too. It had two now. I think I also gave this one three, actually. So, yeah, I did definitely give them berries for the tablet.
Okay.
Obviously, I can't battle it right now because you have to walk closer to get to it. But we're not worried about that right now, obviously. Anyway, I guess it always seems fair enough to get the first catch of the day. Simple as that. Let's just do with a bird here. Might as well numb it down while we can. Well, he's a great ball. A nice throw. I'll take it. Did stay in, that's a good sign. We're on 5 days now. Alright. Okay. Here we go. Get that to go away. There we go. What's it worth? Not that bad. Pretty good attack. Pretty good defense. It takes third place, so. We'll just hold on to it anyway, just in case. But I'll probably have... I think I have a few other free stars. We'll see. Let's try Finette B. They're a little bit tricky to find. I shall make that. I'll use an Ultra Ball on it. That was easy. Two stars again as well. Interesting. Maybe it might be, but I'll check and see what else is worth. Bonus suite here too. Oh, this is a great ball. That should be simple enough. I think I used the candy berry, so it should give me extra candy, I think. Yep, it did. That's what I thought. Yeah, I got 975 bonus sweet candy. I'm just gonna throw it away. I don't really care. It was a 2-star as well, but at this point, I don't think it's worth it. Alright, so I think that was everything there. So, yeah. Check the shop here. I only got 278. I'll just leave it alone. Do I have room to at least claim the free gift? Yes, I do, at the very least. Let's do that. Yes. There we go. Click on that. I was finally able to evolve that on primate, if I was telling you about. We did this at the city park yesterday, and we goofed off, and we were targeting the Addy Laddy bench. Took me a little bit, we got there, but I was finally able to evolve a primate into an Hylape. Whoa. Interesting sound there. Oh well. Even knows the right moves, even. Low kick and shadow ball. I don't think I even heard its cry yet on the speaker, so let's see if we can do that. That's different. I will admit that. I did power it up a little bit. It's pretty big, too. Only reason why I was able to do it so quick is because I kind of cheated with Jesse Wild. Yeah! You know that? But anyway, yeah. And now I just switched back to using Winston now as Lycanroc because he's my best buddy. I just wanted the, you know, the CP boost and everything, all that cool stuff. Because he's my best buddy. I just like those features, you know. And I like Lycanroc, so you get the idea. I just love him. I love it. But anyway, there you have it. Is there anything else I can show? It does not look like it. It did also kick out Pokemon in the gym that Jesse Wild was in. I think it was a bird of some sort called Bombirdier. Yes, I know. I met my goal yesterday. I walked 5,682 steps yesterday.
Good.
So I did meet my goal. That's great. Look at Yellow Gym, I think. That would be the safe mural. It is. It is a Yellow Gym. Now, I can't get it on my phone, but the tablet can get in, though. Interesting enough. We'll do that later, though. Of course, that's one of the downtown gyms. That's the one over by the, La Dura Mexican restaurant that was very infamous for saying, pen. I know, right?
Oh,
it's funny, yeah, I know. I thought it was funny, but it's like, oh boy. Yeah, I know. I don't know if someone else is writing it now, but I remember the little lady there said, Ben. I thought it was funny, though. I don't know. But anyway. Yeah, we can try catching Spiro really quick again, but it might not be worth anything this time. We'll see. Come on. There we go. Once we finish catching the Spearow, then we'll just put the Ida in, and we'll call this in, and we'll move on to Pokemon Sleep. Simple as that. Yep, it's like thought it ain't worth anything, but I just noticed it's got the best attack. But nope, really, yeah, we're throwing away. It's zilch. Ain't worth it. Sorry, folks. Anyway, we're gonna head out there now, and Now, we're going to put Rhydon in. And coming up is Pokemon Sleep. I think it's all still no update. But, you never know. But anyway, coming up is Pokemon Sleep in a few seconds, guys, and we're going to see how much sleep I got last night. We'll be right back in a few seconds. Don't go away. Alright, we're back, guys, as always. Of course, what else? Anyway, I'm just going to load up Pokemon Sleep now. From the Pokemon Company and supposedly select button. Never heard of that company before. Yep, no update. That's what I thought. Synchronize. I was getting kind of concerned there, but yeah. Anyway, yeah, let's just go ahead and review it. Simple as that. This is session 146. For June 24th, on Monday of June 24th, 2024. Long, heavy sleep, of course. What else? Okay, I think it did untrack more time than I thought, because the sleep score is only 85. So something tells me that it might have untracked some more time than I thought. So let's see if it did that. And just I thought it did. It looks like it untracked the time when I woke up. Did it record sounds? No, I think it doesn't do that unless you pay. I don't know. But I think it did untrack time after 6 a.m. So, yeah. That's about the time I actually got up. So, yeah. This time it really knew what I was doing now. Alright, click next. It's no good sleep day today. There's no events going on right now, obviously. Those events are over with, by the way. So, yeah, it don't really matter that much to me. Now we're just back on the snowflake area again. We only got three Pokemon here. It's probably just the same Pokemon again. Swablu, who's roosting sleep. That one too. That's why it's not new to me. I got a slacking sleep. That's a slack off. Already have that too, obviously. Yep, there's no new ones here. The last one's a Wobbuffet, known as the tail hiding sleep. So it didn't really give you a whole lot of dream shards, apparently. But again, this is to be suspected, of course. Okay, no one's hungry, of course, but I didn't put a friend incense out, so no big deal. But I just want to see who has the highest friendship level. Looks like it's Wobbuffet. Alright, what's going on now? Oh, thank you. Is it not so hot? It's hot. Alright. I'll take it. Alright. Coffee like sun. Well, let's settle for a second. Anyway, I'm gonna feed Wobbuffet now. I'll probably just leave that part in now. I don't know. Alright, let's just feed Wobbuffet. I think it's the highest friendship level. Alright. If I can give it one more Poke Biscuit, unless if it's full. Alright. Feed it one more, then I can befriend it. Should do the trick. Yep, that did it. We've befriended a Pokemon today. Great. And I think that did have the bias. I think it was level 3. Yep, the rest were 2. Adios. Bye bye, guys. I guess you could say. And yeah. Yep, that looks good to me. They're all 1-stars, though, but the Wobbuffet gave me the most candy, obviously. Probably won't give me a whole lot of research, or even experience for that matter. Yeah, only 77. Didn't even give me a whole lot of dream shards, either. So yeah, that's why I didn't use the incense, because I just didn't use any incense, it just wasn't worth it, because I already knew that this was just going to be a small start to begin with it being that, like, basic 2. But it is a level 14 Wobbuffet, I will admit that. That's pretty good. Sleep Experience Bonus Challenge. Huh. Not sure what's up with that, but okay. But anyway, Helper Pokemon Growth. Of course, we got 85 sleep score, so they got 85 energy recovered, 5% energy in the box, with 85 experience gained. That's great. Cover some of that. Got some apples there. I'll come in handy for their breakfast. Sorax's breakfast, I should say. Alright, what do you get? A sponge from Pokestops on Pokemon Go, Estrey, obviously. Spiel, come on. Come on, Spiel. Come on. There you go. Sometimes they don't like you at all the time. Oh man, now I gotta watch Snorlax grow now. That's wonderful. I don't know why the game likes to do that, but it just makes us do this. But anyway, click OK, go for the Dream Sword stuff. Now we collect the stuff Pikachu gave us finally. Stuff from Rattata. Stuff from Slackoff. Raticate. Ooh, recovered 16 energy, thank God. Thank God for that. Is there any other ones I'm missing? Doesn't look like it. That's cool. Not bad. Breakfast. Okay. Well, desserts and drinks. Let's just do fancy apple juice. Yeah, go ahead. I'll just add more stuff in. What the heck? More tasty. How big it is? $27.94. And we need like 39 or something like that to get level 11, but it's okay. Hope I get that lunch. There's some. Okay. I think 15, okay. What's Pikachu have again? Berries again, huh? Okay. Alright, we claimed the 85 sleep points. Not a whole lot, but it's better than nothing. Gets us up to 3,445 now, of course. Yep. Cool. Still got like 5 minutes left. Alright, let's check out the general source. What's going on here? Daily gift, yes. A Poke Biscuit, I got that back now after I was able to befriend Wobbuffet. Now what? Just put your biscuit, not biscuit, but basket in. Okay. I apologize for that, but at least you didn't talk about one there. But there you go. Is that basic free now? Oh, there you go. Basic free is there we go. Let's see, do we have any missions? One day to claim. The event missions have ended. Don't forget to claim your rewards. This is for the summer missions. It doesn't matter to me, though, because I claimed them all. So, yeah, list of missions. Done. Every single one I've actually claimed.
Okay.
So I don't even have to worry about that. I claimed everything. Yeah. But I do have the weekly missions I do have to claim, though. Well, not that. Like Great One, Ultra 2, Master 2... Stick your bedtime 5 times. I've already done that once. Use 224 candies and get 15 diamonds. That seems interesting. I'm gonna try that while we're burning off time, the filler time. Wait, there we go. I can't do the summer mission still because obviously I've done all of them. Yeah! What's the interesting news going on? Event Pokemon Growth Week. Maybe that's what was it talking about. Who knows? Event info. Just that Growth Week again. Issue info that was back on June 6th. Nothing too exciting there. Raikou's not yelling at me about anything, so nothing there. Or you have now. Ooh, you got 6 ingredients. Thank you. That's interesting. That'll really come in handy because I need more ingredients. And speaking of ingredients, I might want to get an ingredient ticket, maybe. No, I cannot. They're sold out. Oh well. I'm like, you're bringing my hopes up. I'll just get out of there now. I'm already done eating now. Alright. Oh, we might as well just head out here anyway. Anyway, that'll do it for that one now. We'll just park commercial, I guess. Simple as that. Alright. So it is fun, of course. And for music, we get to the music tab really quick so we can get to it. Alright, we'll get there. Don't worry, we're here now. We got up our music in. I'll put Kenya Grace Strangers. About 3 minutes. And then we'll put in, let's put in, trying to think here. We're gonna play Kenya Grace first. Still got a minute left to think about it. After that, we'll play, see here, we haven't played this too much on the morning show. Feather by Sabrina Carpenter. Yep. Let's play that. And after that, we'll play, this all have to be 4 minutes, of course. Let's see here, trying to think, okay. Pretty much filling time, am I? Now let's just do Hoiser, what the heck. Anyway, coming up is Kenny Gray's Strangers, Sabrina Carpenter, Fever, and Hoiser, 2 sweets. And then after that, we'll read the weather, we'll finish reading that Luigi's Mansion HD review for Nintendo Life, and then we'll continue playing as Jesse Wild 223 on my Android tablet, or iPad, or whatever we'll call it. Well, it's an Android tablet, but anyway, we'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep.
Jesse Hackerson.
Thank you. Now, we're going to continue reading where we left off of the story. Now, we did forget where we were reading at, so, by the way, we're continue reading the review for Luigi's Mansion 2 HD, just as we promised, because earlier we were going to read it, but at that point we didn't have enough time anyway, and also the, oh yeah, I got to turn that off, there we go. Turn the speaker off. But anyway, we're just going to continue where it says, and we really do mean much nicer. Yes, a lot of the work is in the resolution bump. There is always a ton of detail and artistry to ogle in Luigi's Mansion. Again, I probably did read this earlier, but we'll just read it again anyway because I did forget, so we'll just not bother. We'll just read it anyway. Lighting and environmental effects are improved. Animations have also been enhanced, cleaned up, and also added to. Luigi and his enemies are so much more emotive than we have recalled, and the whole thing has felt like a whole lot more readable and effective as these fine details get a chance to shine in both docked and handheld modes. This is a very good looking version of a very good game from 11 years ago. And then we come to the real high point. From a personal perspective, at the very least, in that the controls of a second stick are just so much better. So your mileage will vary with this depending on how irksome you found directing the Poltergust 5000 into specific spots in the original. But for us, it removes the one real niggle that we had back in the day. So this now feels almost on the same level as Luigi's 2019 adventure and how it plays, and it does make for a decade-old game that's not lost the ability to entertain the slightest, at least. So if you haven't ever played it before, Luigi's Mansion 2 ditches the claustrophobia of the creepier first game in favor of a bigger and brighter adventure that gives the hapless Mario Bro several occasions to explore rather than a singular mansion. It is a surprisingly larger game, after all. Somewhere around the 30-hour mark, you dig and explore for secrets, and each and every location is designed with a careful cleverness that really does make it feel like a bona fide Nintendo-made product, rather than the work of an outside party, after all. It's made by a Canadian studio, Next Level Games, now owned by Nintendo, by the way, according to what this article says. Rumble has been added effectively to fight sequences on Switch, which feel much better now that wrangling goals and aiming is smoother now. Motion controls are also used for fine-tuning and directing the camera for certain parts, and these touches, along with the refresh looks, have been made for a revamp that really does look and feel very modern, too. The five distinct areas that Luigi and company must battle through in order to gather up pieces of the Dark Moon have lost none of their ability to draw you in, though. With each new mission, balancing just the right amount of gentle combat with puzzles that make full use of your delightful surroundings, this is indeed one of those games that makes us hooking around in bins and drawers feel great. Treasure and hearts and secrets fly out of things in just the right way, in turn, locking us into the pursuit of finding every last hidden boo and gem. We've never spent so much time with Scarescraper, the game's local and online multiplayer mode, so we gotta be honest, it's not really our bag, but it's also making us the cut here for those who enjoy that sort of thing after all. But so, with so many good things to say about it all, how come, here are some review spoilers, by the way, we have gone with a lower score this time around, haven't we? Well, because we reckon this HD package is all just a little bit too safe and workaday, just given the premium price that's just being flogged for. So make no mistake, this is a great game, and it's never been played better than it does here. But to leave little niggling legacy issues unaltered, it just doesn't sit quite right given the price point, though. But we really do wonder why there's no rejiggled save system, though. You have to restart a mission from the very beginning if you die, and that's not changed here. Loading times haven't seen the sort of shortening we have expected either, too. So there are still no benefits in terms of being able to dip in and out of levels any quicker than there was in the original, either. And we also did notice one moment during the early cutscene where the frame rate had stuttered a little bit, which is just a little surprising. It doesn't affect the gameplay at all, at least, but it does fit in with the overall vibe of all very good, but we push could've made it amazing, lads. I think there's a picture that was captured on Nintendo Switch, which was a handheld and undocked. Let's see if that'll load up. We'll just open up in a new window here. Downloading the picture. Okay, yep, that's just Luigi there. Looks like it's Luigi's Mansion, of course. What a surprise. Anyway, let's go back where we were before. Right here. Speaking with other folk who've played this one in the past, there is always a little pushback against how slow these games can make this time between the missions can feel. Now, Luigi's Mansion 2 has suffered from this sort of blotting pace in its menus, and how often it feels from the professor has pulled you out of levels instead of just letting you rip a little bit longer. It would have been great seeing some of this stuff sidestep to make it all a little bit quicker, we guess. A bit snappier in how it moves us around. But however, that's for the deluxe models, not the HD ports of this world. And for the price, it would have been nice to see these things remedied. To see more options for saving and pausing progress as well. Or for some new aided modes for players like the sorts we see in those snazzy deluxe reissues too. But however, away from these niggles, and away from the fact they're not made climbing that big bloody staircase and the hollow tree any easier, what we've got here is just a very straightforward, but also very shiny and nice, simply HD revamp of one of the 3DS's best games from 2013. It does look great, it does feel better than ever to play, it does just about enough to warrant revisiting. All these things are true after all, really. So what's the conclusion? So, Luigi's Mansion 2 HD is basically just Luigi's Mansion 2 from 2013, with just a fancy HD lick of paint. Simple as that. Surprise! It looks great. And the new models, animations, and revamped visuals that have made it for a game that's close to glorious lend Luigi's Mansion 3 and how modern and swish-lish it all is. It also controls much nicer thanks to the second stick on the Switch, too. It's just a shame we haven't got any added extras, though. But then again, any new means to save mid-mission, add content, or bonuses, though. But this is just 100% the best way to play the game as of 2024. There's no doubt, but it would have been nice to get something a little extra, at least. Especially given how expensive it is. But maybe we'll get a deluxe edition someday soon. You never know. Anyway, we're going to read the weather right now. I think I have it favorited. Yep, I just favored this earlier. There we go. This is the latest report for Tuesday, by the way. Right now, it is 66 degrees outside. Clear. Wind north at 5 miles per hour. Relative humidity is 62%. Barometric pressure, 29.94 inches. Later today on Tuesday, which is today, by the way, June 25th, clear, high 72, low 61. Tomorrow on Wednesday, that'll be trivia day, by the way, trivia night, I should say. Mostly cloudy, high 70, low 69, that'll be the 26th, by the way. On Thursday, it'll be partly cloudy with a high of 69, a low of 63. On Friday, it'll be mostly cloudy with a high of 76 and a low of 67 on Friday. Did I mention about Thursday? It was partly cloudy, 69, low of 63 if I didn't mention it. I think I did. And on Saturday, it'll be cloudy with a high of 76 and a low of 66. So there you go. That's the weather for you guys. So, yeah. But anyway, now I'm going to grab the tablet now. I think we have, Inferium 48, 49, 50, supposedly 13 minutes to play Pokemon Go now on the tablet. Alright, don't care about that right now. Alright, I'm just gonna load up right now. There we go. It'll take a little bit to load up. Okay, the tablet was showing up in their notification there, but I don't know what that was about. I can't get to it right now, I don't think. I'm just gonna wait for the synaptic thing to go away. I can't see it right now. Maybe it was iHeartRadio. I mentioned that. If it was iHeart. Anyway, this podcast is on iHeartRadio too, by the way. I don't know why I'm referencing that, but truth be told, it is. Because iHeartRadio does have a bunch of podcasts on their platform, and our Morning Club On Demand is actually one of them, ironically. So there you go. So check it out. Morning Club On Demand is on iHeartRadio too. Anyway, looks like someone sent me a gift. Interesting. We'll open that up too while we're at it. All right. it. There is a rating. It's just a 4-star mega raid. Those are a little bit hard to do with just one or even two for that matter. But yeah, but then again, who knows? I guess we could try the first catch day with Fletchling here. At the very least. Only 111. We can try. Let's just use a raspberry. And I think I got 10 Ultra Balls. We'll just use Ultra Ball. It was a nice throw. That's good. Okay, did stay in. That's good. So, what streak will this be? Okay, he's one day ahead of me. That's interesting. So, yeah. Who knows? 111 CP, but is it going to be worth anything? We'll see. Very good defense, but the rest are crap. Let's just throw it away. Alright, Dung Goose. Oh, what the heck. Choose an air ultra ball. Stayed in, great. Oh, I had this one. I caught quite a bit. A lot of them having crap. So, and so is this one. I did manage to get a 3-star on my phone though, so that was great. Let's try to look at Lubat now. Pretty small one. Might already have a 3-star of this, I don't know. Let's try the Candy Berry this time. Just for the heck of it. And we'll use an Ultra Ball. It can help if it doesn't, you know, do whatever. Good sand, great. Mission free berries to help catch Pokemon. This one, I think you have to walk 1 kilometer as your buddy. That one's worth nothing, by the way. We're playing this mission now. Weird. 5 raspberries, of course. Got a reward stamp there. We already got the box for it. Gave us a unit of a stone the other day, I think. That was yesterday, I think. Yeah. Maybe, I don't remember. Yeah, well, let's do a Jolt Tick Nail here. Try the Great Ball. There we go. It stayed in. Interesting. Alright. Oh, it's a new one. Nice. I do throw curveballs from time to time on here, but how low the frame rate is, it's a little bit tricky. Alright, we're at level 28 now. Nice. So let's check our profile now and see how much experience we have to get to now to get to level 29. Looks like we need 300,000 to get to level 29 now. So that is good. We'll probably have to expand the bag now. Yeah. Let's just go ahead and do that. We got plenty of coins on here. We got 631. So we'll just go ahead and do that. Where's the expansions at? There they are. Item bag. Yes. Expands it to 50, by the way. So that will help a little bit. There we go. Also claim the free gift too while we're at it. Free box, I should say. Might as well. At least it don't cost anything. And I think there was someone who sent me a gift as well. Might have been a few of them actually. Yeah, Alex Gray 22 free. Alright, because the same numbers as Jesse Wild. That's very interesting. Anyway, it's from Port Orchard, Washington, of the United States. Starbucks. Coffee really expensive there, by the way. At Starbucks, I should say.
Right.
Yeah. And their coffee ain't really that good anyway. So you're really getting nothing out of it anyway. Sorry I had to say that, but it is the truth. Anyway, this is also their gift. It's from InfoStens, an international gift. From Rambula, Wampuso Muvet Sativa. Some international friends on here too. Sticker. Some balls. More balls. I think that's it. Yep, it looks like the friendship level increased a little bit higher there. On to the next one. Gash Ketchup 53. 53 on Team Mystic by the looks of it. Yep. This is from the Car Shop Wakefield in England, United Kingdom. Alright. Sticker, Hyper Potion, and some Stardust. This guy really needs Stardust because we powered up quite a bit of Pokemon for Glitz and Glam Mission. I was able to get it done finally, but yeah. Now for Lofrick 69. I think that's also Team Mystic, that's otherwise known as Team Blue, from Strathmore Reindeer in New Zealand. That's just the name of the Pokestop, by the way, if you're wondering. Where the gift came from. That was a sticker, ball and ball, and more Stardust, and the friendship level increased as well. So that's always a good sign. Alright. That's why I think it's Tricky 7-1-1. I think that's also on Team Yell, just like with Jesse Wild. Comes from Tampa, Florida, from Hard Rock Cafe. Which, ironically, that's for that Sandaria that we read that other day, I think, what it's talking about. So that's very interesting. Will it be open it? Yep, it will. Little sticker there. Five balls. A super potion, an air potion. Did give you Stardust though, but we got enough Stardust as it is now. It's okay. Is that it? Okay, I think that's it for the friend list. I think my red one has more friends though. Let's use the lucky egg. So we can get more experience, so we can double that. Yeah, because we need to get to level 29, hopefully. And that does double the experience. So now we're at 2602. So that'll help out quite a bit. Now, the Lucky Egg only lasts half an hour, though. But I think he has 5 after this. I'll double check. Yep, 5. This I thought. Of course, you can always get more for, like, rewards, or can buy them in the shop. You usually get them as rewards, usually, but let me check and see how much they cost in the shop. I don't think they're too expensive. Yeah, they're only 80 coins, so that's not that bad. But yeah, you get the idea. Anyway, I think to finish off the show, this might either be a sour end or a good ending. We'll try it with Pulse. Actually, it's a minion, but you get the idea. We'll just feed a raspberry and see how this will end. Let's just use an Ultra Ball. And it's a nice throw. Great. Let's see how this will end. Will it stay in? Yes, it will. Good ending. Great. I think it might be a new one. It is. And it also gave us quite an experience, too. Because, again, we were using the Lucky Egg. So yeah, 24,000 Stardust, a little bit over that. That's cool. Let me check and see the gyms really quick. Jesse Wild's in. Alright, looks like it's just a church, but he could get in Birch Park. Check the ranks on Typolzy. It looks like he's in rank 6. It looks like someone's been knocking him down. Timma 001, huh? Oh, that's right. He's been entering these they've been entering legendaries in, like Ho-Oh. You see, people cheat and put like Ho-Oh in. Like, this guy here, Ho-Oh, Fire-type, this is just Fire-type Pokemon. But the problem is, they can cheat and put legendaries in there heavier. I don't quite understand that, but it does work. So yeah, Timatima 001 on yellow, Pokeballers. So yeah, apparently I didn't enter that one in. Well, my red account didn't, but you get the idea. Let's take a look here at the Birch one here. Oh, for a second there, I thought it was going to crash. That's odd. But it's okay. It managed to cooperate. And look right here. Reshiram. I like Reshiram, by the way. In fact, I got a figure right here of Reshiram here. See, yeah. That's Reshiram. That's the legendary from Pokemon Black and White. Well, Black, I should say. But yeah, they cheat and put these legendaries in because it'll count as long as it's part fire type. I don't know why they do that, but they just do. And see right there, my red account's ranked 4 at least. I forget what I entered. I think I entered like a skilled origin or something like that. I think it maybe entered something else. I can't remember what I put in. It doesn't even say. Oh, Heatmore. Okay. I think it was really that big anyway. But anyway, that might do it for Pokemon Go into Talbot, guys. So there you go. Simple as that. Anyway, we might do it also for the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club as well. So there you go. So let's just put a quick commercial in. We'll put this whatever you call it in, and this one in as well. And it'll only be 2 minutes. And there you go. 40, and we'll finish it off with Billie Eilish, Rima, and Selena Gomez. That should work. It'll probably go over anyway, but I don't care. Might as well. I mean, we're going over anyway, but that's just how it's gonna be. But anyway, that's it for the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. We're going swimming soon. Well, real soon, but I'm gonna have to stop recording once calm down ends, or unless if it goes over, but you get the idea. Well, it's gonna go over, but you get the idea. Anyway, I am Jesse Hackinson.
What? Oh, I'm Daniel.
All right, let's start over.
Sorry.
This is it for the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. I am Jesse Hackinson.
And I'm Daniel.
I'll see you tomorrow. Goodbye.